Right. This is Mary Rees recording interview number 40 for Telling Tales on the 18th of September 2015. I'm here in the windy house of Halsey Manor, surrounded by garlands, on a lovely sunny September morning. And I'm going to interview Chris Legg. Hi, Chris. I want to know what your involvement is in Halsey Manor and how you first came to be here.
Well, there's been quite a long gap, actually, because the first time my wife and I came here was in the early 1980s. I'm not quite sure what year. It might have been 1983. And we were involved in running the Nova Scotia Folk Club in Bristol. And two of the members was Jeff and Bessie Rye, who were very much involved in Halsey. And I think the story went at that time that there was, because they were a bit anxious to get money in, there was the manor was booked up quite a bit with corporate hospitalities and conferences and things. So they decided that they'd, in the slack period, such as immediately after New Year, they do sort of cheaper weekends for folk clubs. So I think it was largely through Jeff and Bessie Rye's influence that we got involved in that. So for about 3 years, immediately after New Year, we came down for a folk club weekend. And there was nothing else. It was just us, you know, we stayed in that manor. But and I suppose we must have been fed, but I don't remember there was anything else provided. It was just up to us. And then, for some reason I can't really account for, there was a long gap of about 20 years before we came again. I think it was just because it was far away and we were too busily engaged in things in Bristol. But I think one of the things that got us to come back were some friends who were coming anyway. So we said, oh yes, we'll come again. And I don't know, we must have fallen in love with the place the second time we saw it. It hadn't changed very much. We've got photographs that we took in the bar area in 1983 or something, and it's about the carpet's different and there's a few more chairs. It's more or less exactly the same.
Yeah. So what's it come to mean to you, Halsey?
Well, I think, I don't know, it's just a nice place to be. It's interesting. There's all the things we come for are all those things we're interested in. And we got to know quite a few people who we've just met here, really, apart from people we come with. So we just come with any excuse, really. You know, yeah. It just feels almost like another home,
which is
nice. So yeah. That's about it, really. There's nothing much else to report.
Okay. So what's your particular interest in folk? What's your
Well, very much in the music, really. Dancing's far too complicated for me. I get baffled just sitting watching. But my wife started to do some, so she did play fiddle, but she got some problem with her collarbone. She's had to give that up, so she thought she'd get involved in the dancing a bit more. So she does that sometimes when we come down.
Yeah.
So we used to come for the music workshops, but I don't read music, so they were getting a bit complicated after a while. So we just sort of choose things out of the programme now.
Right. So you play an instrument or instruments?
Yes, I play the melodeon and whistles. Mm-hmm.
So how did you get started? If you don't read music, so
no, and I was not supposed to be any good at music. So my parents were always telling me they were fairly good pianists. But I think it was when I started going to folk clubs, and there was sort of, you know, tuned sing around in the room, people playing tunes. I thought, oh, I ought to have a go at this. And the very cheapest instrument, of course, was a whistle. It only cost a few pounds even in those days. So I'd always throw it in the bin if I can't get on with it. So that's how I got going on that. Then after a while, I thought, well, I'll have a go on the melodeon.
So just hearing a tune and then you talk yourself?
Yeah, I've got the whistle, certainly not bad at picking tunes up. The melodeon, I tend to only be able to play things I know.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's, you know, it's just nice to be in that. And I'm involved in various music sessions in Bristol and played in various dance bands over the years, although mm-hmm. I was a bit of a passenger in that because I didn't really know much about the dances. I just had to sort of follow the rest of everybody else. And if the caller said, I want a 32-bar jig or something, I mean, I couldn't respond to that. I just had to do what I was told. But I was all right, actually, playing the tunes. I was a bit of a passenger, really.
Yeah. But are you a member of a group now, a band that plays?
Yes,
What are they called?
Well, it's a song group, essentially, in Bristol, the Hot Wells Howlers.
So you sing as well as...
Yeah. And funnily enough, they've done a lot of work around here because we've got quite interested in, not exactly collecting, but sort of promoting, if you like, so, songs from the Quantocks area and the, around here. So we've done quite a few gigs in village halls and things around the area, you know. And we did a weekend at Halsey once.
I think I came to that.
Maybe,
it was
done.
One of the sessions,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
I think you did some Ruth Tongue songs.
Yes, right. That? Yes, yeah. Yes.
Of course, so, you know, a local.
Yes, a local interest. Really. Yeah.
And so you've been here. Have you spent the whole weekend here? And what have you been doing this weekend?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot, really, because this is for the AGM, so that's essentially why we're here. But...
But I heard music when I came through the doors.
Yes, I've not played anything this time. Must be fairly rare, that, actually. I've just been sitting watching the dancing and listening to me. The music's been good as usual, so I quite enjoy just sitting listening. You know.
So you've been coming for about 35 years, I mean, with the big gap in between.
Yes, yeah.
And although things haven't seemed to have changed very much... Visually, is the accommodation or is there a different?
Oh yes, the accommodation's changed. It was very youth hostel-y when the first time we came.
Yeah.
Although we did have our own room, the wife and I, which was
luxury.
I think was probably I think it was at that time. But yes, that's certainly improved enormously, of course.
Yeah.
But essentially, the whole feel of the place is very much as it was, I think.
And the things that they do that you see on the programme.
Yes, yeah. So we probably come about three or four times a year. I'll say any excuse, really, even if it's find something that's we like doing.
And so you play for dances, and you mostly come as a Hot Well howler.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we do occasionally. When we did our weekend here, there was on the Saturday night. They usually have the dancers open to the public, so we played for that. But it was probably a bit restricted because we're not really a dance band, you know, but we did it all right, I think, so that was okay. So, we sort of always felt a bit involved, you know.
It would be lovely to hear something that you play, if we could make a recording. Have you got anything that in particular that introduce?
Not really, but I can...
Have you got the name of a tune that I could...
Ah, well...
or a jig, or even that vague.
This is the one I was going to do.
Okay.
It's known as the Polygon Polka. Because
Polygon?
I always say it was
Polka.
It was collected in Hot Wells.
Oh, very apt.